This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session is Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Is he out of trouble since yesterday? I should hope so. Can't be that hard, right? Anyway, like I said, 855 Real Joe. If you want to get a message to me, you can send it to Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging in what's going on. As you know, it's that day, right? Xander Gibb will join us later on in the show. Always enjoy the time he's with us. I love his perspective on things. Pretty early where he's at. He's our, I would call him our, I'd call him our English correspondent, but, I mean, our British correspondent, really. I mean, seriously. You kind of get a pulse on what's going on in Europe and how they're perceiving President Trump over there in England, you know. You know, again, going through the news and what the judge beating on the Mueller team again. I just get the biggest kick out of that. I find it quite interesting that, you know, these guys are supposed to be seasoned veterans, right? They're supposed to know what they're doing. So the prosecutors against Manafort, they're just constantly getting beat up by the judge. I love it. I know. I'm not supposed to, you know, revel in another person's demise, but my God, these guys deserve it the way they go after people. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, and I do mean a gazillion, maybe more. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to be afraid of, all those things that you, you know, just really, seriously, have been taught to hate, and you don't have to. All those labels that the left loves to give people, but they also tell you that they hate labels. I don't know which. I get kind of confused sometimes. But here's the one that really should throw you for a loop, as they say. Apparently, the New York Times hired an editor who absolutely hates, and I'll keep it clean, it's tough to do the way they wrote it, dumb but blanking white people. How's that? You just fill it in. They actually hired this person. They know about it. They've seen these things. And that's okay. So apparently now, hating on white, I mean really, openly, hating on white folks is okay. So hate is okay, you know, that whole love Trump's hate movement. I mean, really, this is a hypocrisy. They don't see it. Love Trump's hate. The New York Times has hired a bigot whose tweets from just 48 months ago would have gotten Roseanne Barr excommunicated from the planet where the race simply changed, right? Now, on Wednesday of this week, the paper announced that the addition of Sarah Zhang to their editorial board is the newest in a fab group of recent additions. Right? Wasn't this the same? No, maybe it wasn't the New York Times. Never mind. Scratch that. No, there was. I think it was the Huffington Post, who was making fun of some of the racist editorial boards, and then there was a picture of their editorial board. There was all young white girls, with the exception of one older white gentleman. right? Maybe they changed it some, I don't know. But apparently, again, as the Daily Caller's Amber Athey notes, Zhang previously wrote for The Verge and authored a book about online harassment. You're hearing this? Authored a book about online harassment and free speech titled The Internet of Garbage. One of Zhang's tweets from 2016, dumb butt blanking white people marking up the internet with their opinions like dogs peeing on fire hydrants. Great description, but wow. Another reads, oh man, it's kind of sick how much joy I get of being cruel to old white men. Isn't she just a sweetheart? Well, she's perfect for the New York Times, right? I mean, seriously. She goes on to say, are white people genetically predisposed to burn faster in the sun, thus logically being only fit to live underground like graveling goblins? What do you think? I mean, seriously. I mean, they hired this person for the New York Times today. White men. She goes on to say that white men are bull puckies. I'm trying to clean it up here, people. No one cares about women, and you can threaten anyone on the internet except cops. I mean, this is a lovely young lady. Daddy must be proud of her, don't you think? God. I mean, I just realized, another tweet, she says, I just realized why I can't stand watching Breaking Bad or Battlestar Galactica. The premise of both is just white people being miserable. Can you imagine in any way, shape, manner, or form if this was turned around? Right? Can you imagine if she was she is, I guess, Asian, white, whatever, right? What if she would have said, I can't stand black sitcoms because it's only about black people being oppressed. It's just disgusting. Stupid. I mean, think about what would go down. Now, Democrats, they've redefined racism precisely so people like Sarah Jeanne can say racist things and still get away with it. And they get jobs with the New York Times. Look, think about something. And I've said this before. It's really sad what we've done to, well, I won't say we, what some have done to the English language. Racism does not mean what it meant, I was going to say 10 years ago, but even 5 years ago. Some people wear it like a badge because it means you're being attacked for not being a racist. When they call having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, as they did in Washington, on a menu, a racist item, that's just ridiculous. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back with Xander Gibb in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, we're going in.
Please answer the question.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hit so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, look, you got to get involved. You got to be engaged. You got to be part of what's going on. Otherwise, you just, you know, like I tell some people, don't just sit there yelling at the radio. It doesn't do any good. Well, it might make you feel better. It doesn't do any good for the radio, or it doesn't do any good to further your cause. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I want to welcome Xander Gibb to the show. He joins me every week and gives us a different insight from on the other side of the pond, that is. Right, Xander? I mean, you are on the other side of the pond, as they say.
That's what it says in the contract, Joe.
You know, what I really find interesting is, you know, the Donald was over there. And
he was.
Yes, he was talking about the Queen, you know. He was enjoying her company. And what I thought was really funny, it's just something about Donald Trump talking about tea, having tea with the Queen. I just got a whole different, I don't know, just didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Kind of weird.
I would love to have tea with the Queen. That would be, tea is a very British institution, you know. I mean, Americans, you know how much of an institution this is because, you know, they pushed all of the tea into Boston Harbor.
Yeah, that's because we didn't like it. We didn't want
July.
It. Don't you remember?
They're like, this ain't coffee. Get it away. but no, it is kind of like somewhat an institution. I think so much bad stuff was made of Donald Trump's trip to the United Kingdom. Like, he didn't know where to stand or where to walk. I mean, the protocols are just so confusing. I met Prince Charles once, and we were told, you know, oh, don't talk to him, only answer his questions. And I was like, you know, that's not how it's going to be. If you meet Danny G, I want to know how your day is, you know, how did you get that shine on your forehead, you know. And so I got told off after.
Can you do anything about pinning those ears back? I mean, do they really have to flap in the wind like that? Seriously.
Well, right? I did ask about that, but apparently it's not proper protocol. You know, because when he says yes, the way that Prince Charles says yes, he goes, yes. And so, you know, I'm like, when he says ears, I'm like, yeah, they are a little bit flappy, you know, Charlie. Yeah. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Hey, I don't know if you heard the first segment, but apparently...
I did.
Okay, so apparently... By calling, by hating and calling white people dumb butt blanking white people, you can get a job at the New York Times also. I mean, there's your in, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it, I think it's the kind of Democrat MO right now. But everyone who happens to be white, you know, and I'm the whitest guy, you know, let's face it.
Yes.
Kind of response du jour. Thank you very much for that, Joe. It's a response du jour to say, you know, yesterday I was told I looked like every Unabomber that ever been, every shooter that ever been. And I was like, that can't be the case. I'm not a Democrat. But this race card against white people seems to be, you know, the modus operandi for Democrats right now. And it's just so boring. I mean, get some fresh material. Because, you know, I eat them up like, you know, like cookies that I'm not allowed to have. You know, on social media, it's all the same old. Russia, Russia, Russia. Are you a Russian agent? You know, I've never even been to the Russian tea room, for heaven's sake. So, you know, get some fresh material, Democrats, please. It's so boring. For me, that's on social media, fighting this fight every day to see the same old, you know, say something interesting. I'll give you a copy of my album. I'll send you a T-shirt. I'll send you a copy of the book if you can impress me with something new and different.
Oh, no, listen, I agree with you. I think this is getting crazy because they're saying on the same old mantra over and over and over again, and they're expecting to get any kind of traction on it. And look, I don't know if they are, but here's one of the things that I'm enjoying. I am loving this new hardcore left-wing socialist progressive push on things, you know? I mean, seriously,
right.
You look at this a young lady out of New York. What is she? She's 28 years old. She's a progressive liberal. The funny thing about it was the house in the area that she grew up in was only made available to her because her dad was a capitalist, right? So now...
Right.
She's out there and she's talking about how we can go to single payer health care, right? Single payer health plans. It's about $32 trillion to the bottom line from the same people that are complaining that Trump added $2 trillion to the bottom line after Obama added $10 trillion to the bottom line. Somehow the Democrats have learned how to spell the word budget. It's just amazing to me, isn't it?
It absolutely is, but we can't take anything serious with regards to the economy while Barack Obama was in office, because you don't make a difference just by printing more money. And let's face it, that's what he did. Oh, we're doing fine. You know, I just printed several billion dollars and mic drop. That is false economy, Joe. So I'm not just saying this for the sake of it, but we cannot look at anything that Barack Obama did you know, on a fiscal basis, as real, because he always propped it up in a false way just by putting more money in the box. And that is not economy. That is not building the economy. That is adding money to the funds.
Oh, I agree with you. Look, at when you start looking at what they do and how they do and how they get involved in this stuff, the I don't know if you heard about this, at the Weinstein, whatever, rape trial, the attorney for Weinstein said that one of the rape victims, check this out, one of the rape victims told him that they loved him after the attack. Now, true or not, think about this. A defense attorney tries to get the raper off by saying that the victim told him he loved him. Can you imagine if that was a white Republican guy, what they would be doing? This would be all over the news. This would be 724 at CNN, MSNBC, you know, and the rest of the alphabet soup networks, wouldn't it?
Yes, it absolutely would. And I think the difference is here is that, you know, obviously the Democrats truly have supported this rapist for the whole of his career. And you know, I mean, to me, that's a mute point. If you want to get away from someone, you don't want to kind of lose your career, you're going to tell them that they're the best looking guy on the planet. If it means that you're not going to, you know, lose your job, you know, or be treated badly. But I think that this, I don't even know why we're having this conversation, because this guy, just throw him into jail. And in answer to your question, Joe, the difference whether it's Weinstein or Weinstein, it depends which synagogue you go to.
Oh, I always think of young Frankenstein, right? No, it's Frankenstein. You know,
yeah.
when he was a professor, I always got a kick out of that. But I look at these things and I look at and the left screams. They constantly, they grab a mantra and they, you know, we hate clean water, we hate clean air, we hate kids, we hate immigrants. We're just a hating group of people, right? And when they do it or something similar to it, it's God's work. Anyway, you know what that music means, right? We're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with our buddy Xander Gibb right after the break. Go heat up your coffee. It's good for you. Seriously. And come on back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative by joining Liberty HealthShare. They're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Employers added 157,000 jobs last month. J.J. Kinahan, Chief Market Strategist at TD Ameritrade, says the unemployment rate is down to 3.9%, the lowest rate since May.
There is no early indications of job loss due to tariffs.
that's obviously something everyone will be keeping their eye on going forward.
China says it's willing to impose tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods in retaliation to the Trump administration's proposed tariffs on another $200 billion of Chinese goods. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Beijing should not underestimate the president as China's economy falls apart.
China better take President Trump's efforts to solve the unfair and illegal trade and their tariff problem, their lack of reciprocity, their technology stealing, their IP theft. They better take President Trump seriously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. What an apropos entry for talking about the U.S. government. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. We can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things they've taught you to hate, to be afraid of, and you're going to find out. I mean, from a group of people who hate labels, who don't want labels, who don't want to label you, they sure have no problem labeling you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. You know, talking about labels and a guy that gets labeled on a regular basis, Sandra Gibb joins me as he does every week to help me kind of kick it off and understand from his side, from his perspective, from the other side of the pond. They still call it the pond, don't they?
They do. Wait a minute, you're white? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, probably just a shade darker than you are. I mean, seriously. Which is a big deal, considering how white you are. So
yeah, I'm the whitest guy you know.
That's right. You're that guy that walks on the beach in his shorts and everybody's covering their eyes because they can't stand the whiteness, right? The glare.
No, I'm the guy that goes to the beach and they call Greenpeace and then they get dragged back into the ocean.
Well, that's why I don't go to the beach anymore. You had the same problem.
I fell
asleep one day, and I woke up. There were like 30 people around me dragging me into the water. I couldn't figure out why. You know?
It's scary, isn't it?
It is. It's very scary to wake up like that.
Second time, you just get them to pay for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, listen, a couple of things going on. One is, you know, why are you such a nasty person? I've been meaning to talk to you about this for a while, okay? I mean, you've been banned from Twitter again. Right?
No, it's suspended. Let's get this right.
Okay, suspended, banned for 12 hours. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. So, what did you do now?
I basically had the audacity to stand up to Mia Farrow, who is still talking about the fact that she thinks Donald Trump puts children into cages. And I just responded in kind and said, it's really funny how you care so much about what happens to children, but you turned a blind eye to what happened to your own.
Wow.
So you're not allowed to say,
you told the
boom.
Truth. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You told the truth. Oh, well, we'll have none of that.
And then there was an onslaught from from Democrats. And I'm proud of my conservatives because they really came to my defense. Backed me up and
cool.
And you know, it's great. I'm glad this is happening, and I want it to happen more often because this is what we need to do.
We don't protect each other.
Everyone that I disagree with says I'm homophobic and racist, and I'm all of these things, but they suspended some of my services for 12 hours, and I just think it's so... I mean, I didn't lie, and I could have said it far worse and far more, you know, disgustingly, but I didn't. I just kind of said it how it was. But let's face it, you know, every time anything like this happens, you know, Jack Dorsey scuttles off and cries like he's been eating Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's sad, really.
I know. I get a kick out of this. It is such an in-your-face double standard that it's really scary because they don't see it. You know, I love these people that are running around and what's the woman's name from New York? Anastasia something or other?
Alexandria.
Same thing. A-L. Anyway.
Oh, you mean the new Democrat that's actually got no idea about anything? I mean, absolutely. That woman is so dumb, you know.
Oh, listen, she is extremely ignorant. When you hear her talk about issues and situations, she is lost. But yet, you know what? She's in California raising money. I'm watching some of the local Democrats talk about how great she is. I'm thinking, why? My God, your standards are where? Are they just at the level above her sewer cap? I mean, seriously. I don't understand this woman, person, whatever. She knows absolutely nothing how the government works. She knows nothing about the economy, nothing how things move through. Thinks that we invaded Puerto Rico. Okay, I mean, seriously,
get the popcorn out and watch her. I mean, it really is so hilarious. I get invited to come on shows all of the time, Joe, and everyone has a knowledge scene, and I will never go on to a show to talk about anything that I cannot, you know, talk about.
Sure.
That I don't know about, but this woman walks away every time. I mean, the sofa she sits on in the interview is more intelligent than she is.
But, hey, she got the majority of the vote. I you're not going to believe I'm saying this, but I wish the guy that she beat, what is it, he was there 11 years or something like that, and I hope he runs as an independent. Because I just can't see. I don't want her in. I don't want somebody like that in there, you know, trying to push legislation, trying to talk about things that she has. And you know what the funny thing about it is? She doesn't know she doesn't have a clue. She actually thinks she's the smartest person in the room most of the time.
I mean, when you look at these memes now that say Democrat, they've all got her on. You know, and the scary thing is that you would think that there was an intelligence test to run for office. I mean, don't you have to have some basic, mind you?
So how about
we're saying
basic...
this, and look at Barack Obama. Let's face it.
Come
on.
How about some basic
community organizer.
Like how many states there are. You have to know that there's not 57 states. It's actually 50. And the fact that we didn't invade Puerto Rico. I mean, little stupid little things, right?
Yeah, so... where Aleppo is, of course.
You... Yeah, oh, my God. So, listen, Tommy Robinson. I keep thinking of Tony Robinson. Tommy Robinson, right? Now, it was really funny because some people I've been talking to this week, I don't live there. I don't, you know, as you just said a minute ago, I don't make believe like I know what I'm talking about. The Brits, you don't have freedom of speech like we do. You do not have freedom of speech there like we have in this country. I mean, seriously, the judge can take away your freedom to speak about something in a heartbeat, right?
Yeah. Well, we have no constitution. There are no constitutional rights in the United Kingdom because we don't have a constitution.
Except for the Queen. The Queen can have any rights she wants to, I would imagine.
So,
Yeah.
And she's the only person in the whole of the country that's allowed to eat swans. I mean, go figure. This is the dumbness of it.
You got to come on some night and do some of the crazy English laws. You really have to do that some night.
Yeah.
Because we have some crazy ones here in this country as well. But, hey, I'm convinced now, after reading some things about her, the only reason that woman is still alive, she refuses to die because you know who's next in line, right?
Yeah. Big old floppy ears.
All right. But Tommy Robinson, did they free him, or did they just, like, get him out in good behavior,
well,
but go back in? What's going on?
We're seeing in the United Kingdom something that's similar to what's happening in the United States, and that's that the law is being politicized, where judges are actually putting people in prison based upon their political ideologies rather than the law. And the law should be the base point for any decision for any judge. And they took Tommy Robinson's case to another judge who said he'd not been treated properly. And what he did was on camera, and he hadn't actually done what they'd said. So they freed him, and really, I'm astounded and a little scared, to be honest, that they can do this to you. Because that, as far as I'm concerned, was a political imprisonment. And so many people were willing to kind of, you know, condemn him and say, oh, well, he should have done as he was told. You know, let's face it, what this guy did, right? This guy did the police's job, and he found out all the information about a Pakistani rape gang that were going around and raping young girls. So what we're saying now, in the United Kingdom, it's more important not to be called racist than to ensure that your daughter or your granddaughter doesn't get raped. That's what we're saying. That is the bottom line, Joe.
Well, that's scary. That's extremely scary, because what they're saying is they think, like, who is the woman? Now, I know she's a bit of a troublemaker. I got it. Who was the woman? I think it was in England or Australia, that young lady that was running around. She wanted to go down to the mosque and ask them questions. Now, she was scantily clad, so maybe not the best thing in the world you'd want to do if you got to go down. But she was a journalist, and the police officer forbade her from going down there. And she kept saying, so you're telling me that I don't have a right to go down there? He said, no, I'm forbidding you from going down there. So they don't want to protect, they don't want to upset certain groups, but yet they,
yeah,
you know, they're willing to take your rights away not to upset a certain group. Now, she was stupid for wanting to go down there and doing what she wanted to do. I get that. But it's just the way it went down. It sent chills up my spine thinking that, could it get like that here? Could that happen here?
It could. Well, besides America, because it's happening in England, there are places in the United Kingdom where a heterosexual couple, a man and a woman, cannot walk down the street hand in hand in Muslim areas because it's policed by Muslims and they're told not to do it. I mean, I don't want to see anybody kissing and holding hands in the street, to be honest, but there's no law against it. So if you want to do it, go and do it. And when people tell you it's a Muslim area, tell them mind their own business.
Well,
right, coming up.
You know what that means. Anyway,
I do.
Go grab a piece of your pizza. Come on back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Some folks are born, made to wave the flag. We are back. And yes, I was made to wave the flag. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him back on. I love when he's on with me. We have so much fun together. Sandy Gibb joins me from across the pond, and I so much appreciate the time that Xander spends with us. I know you guys, too, because of all your comments, your positive comments. And when he's not here, when you start going, where is he? What happened? Hey, you know, he's on pizza overload. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, Xander, thanks so much for being with us.
It is a pleasure, Joe.
Yeah, always, always, always good to have you with me, buddy. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. So, we were talking about Tommy Robinson and the freedoms that people don't realize. You know, I know people will say, well, this is America. You know, we don't do the things same here in the U.S. and it's different and blah, 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 blah. You spent some time in England, and you came here, and then you went back to England for a little bit. And the atmosphere, you've had to see things change. And even this freedom of speech that you don't
totally
have constitutionally, you had it before Things have changed, though, for you, haven't they, for England?
Absolutely, and when I lived here before, you know, remember I came here as a child, so I grew up here. You know, I came here from America as a child, and then went back to England, and then went back to America, and so I've seen it from all sides. And the thing is that, you know, you do have more constitutional protections in the United States, but even they are dwindling. And it really does a lot of the time come back to this this concern about, you know, not being wanting to be racist. You know, there's a guy running for the governorship of, I can't think where it is. Have a look at my Twitter timeline, guys. You'll see. Basically, this guy is pro-Sharia law, and he's also friends with the guy who tried to, it's Linda Sarsour's mentor. He tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 1993.
Oh, what a nice guy.
What a wonderful guy.
Right?
So this spits on the memory of all our fallen on 9/11. I don't think, and this might be a controversial statement, so get ready for me to be banned. I don't think anyone who has pro-Sharia law should be able to run for any kind of office in the United States of America. Because we're a Judeo-Christian country, just like the United Kingdom. And so if you want to institute Sharia law, that means marrying children, killing gay people, and all of these things, then I don't think you should be allowed to run for office.
Well, I can make it. I can tie it up a little simpler than that, which is basically: look, Sharia law, in a lot of instances, is exactly against the American law system, and therefore, if you think it supersedes, then you shouldn't be. I'll tell you what: at one time in this country, and they didn't just ban it because it was so bad, but at one time in this country, it was frowned upon to have Catholics to run for office, and the reason was because a Catholic was bound to what the Pope said to do, bound to the Pope's law, the Church's law, and not the law of the country. So it was very controversial at one time for Catholics to hold office. You know, growing up as a Catholic, I remember the stories about it, and you can look it up now. So you can't have, two laws or two different sets of law that you live by, you know?
No, I would even go so far as to say that if you're a Christian and you're in public office, then really the law comes first. I know that public employees have actually lost their jobs, like the woman who wouldn't do the same-sex marriage ceremonies. You know, her conscience told her that she couldn't do that, and so she refused to do it. But, you know, the inconsistency with that was she wasn't stopping any of her staff from doing it. She just said personally she wasn't going to do it. So even from the perspective of being a Christian, which I am, I couldn't, as an official, say, let me check what the Bible says about that before, you know, because the law is the law, isn't it, in the United States? And so we can't expect it any differently for Christians than for Muslims.
Well, here's the only difference in that situation. There are carve outs for religious beliefs. And it wasn't like they couldn't get a license because, as you stated, which is a true statement, they can go to the next window and still get their license. Okay?
Yeah.
And so it's disingenuous saying when the uproar was that she was stopping same-sex couples from getting married, that wasn't true. And that was wrong. And it was a lie. Why do you have to tell a lie to win? A lie to win.
A lie to win.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'll get it right eventually. But it's like you and I've had these conversations before. The baker didn't stop that couple from getting a wedding cake. There's 10 other bakeries in town.
Right? No.
So where was the harm? Where was the damage, if you would? Right?
I'll tell you where it falls down, Joe. It's because the left are selling this ideology that if you disagree with gay marriage, then you're anti-gay and homophobic. You know, what's his name's son? He endorsed Donald Trump. The Christian guy, we talked about him last week.
Yeah. You know what? I'm at that age now where, you know, if an hour ago, it's gone. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that guy, anyway, they're saying he's homophobic. They're saying, you know, they even said Sarah Palin.
You're talking about Billy Graham or Franklin Graham?
Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham. They're now, the left are now painting him as anti-gay and homophobic. So if the ideology is that you're homophobic because you disagree with gay marriage, then I'm homophobic too, and I'm gay. So where is the logic in that?
There isn't any. You're trying to, you know, the old joke that I always say is that if you're going to bring logic to the table, they're not going to play because there's no fight. There's no way to push back on it from just a basic, simple understanding. And that's the big problem, too. I think it's funny because I'm in one of those situations, too. I talk about the same stuff you do. And because I'm not gay, it's even worse. I can't talk about
it.
You're not? I didn't think about it. Yeah, you didn't know? See, I'm white and I'm not gay. I got two strikes against me already, right? So, although, 60 years ago, that would have just meant I was happy, right? I don't know what happened. Anyway.
Yeah. My grandmother still maintains that we hijacked the word. I'm like, I ain't taking any responsibility for that. It wasn't me.
But I guess my point is it's funny how they keep using this and they keep using these terms and they lump everybody together. So even you, again, as a gay man who says, I don't believe in gay marriage or same-sex marriage, now you're homophobic. Do they really understand what the word means? I mean, that's why I said it doesn't mean anything.
No. It's a BS term, really. It's like racist. It's become one of those words that the left drags up when they disagree with someone. But, I remember a few years ago when I was a Democrat, being on Dr. Gina's show, and Joe Dan Gorman was on there, and he said, you know what, we shouldn't even try with these Democrats because it's not worth it. And I used to say, well, it's making a difference with me, so why shouldn't we try? But I'm seeing more and more every day, you cannot educate these people because they've been so brainwashed. There were one or two out there that are kind of pliable. This is what the walk away, speaking as the original walk away guy, this is what the walk away movement is about. But you cannot educate liberals. I'm sorry. You cannot do it because they're so indoctrinated. I think what they do is they get an email every week about what they're supposed to say and what the party line is. I don't agree with everything. I don't agree with every single party decision that Donald Trump makes. Shock horror. But I still back him 200%. That's what mature people do.
Listen, I got a guy that's a hardcore lefty on the phone today. We were talking about something, and I said, look, guys like you, you cannot find one thing you can give President Trump credit for that he did that was a good thing. I said, now Obama, okay, 97% of what he did I disagreed with. I could rip apart, but there were a couple things he did that were really good. So I said, and I was able to give him kudos today. You guys can't. And he said, well, maybe it's just the fact is that he hasn't done anything good. And I said, really? So when he signed the executive order so that veterans could go to a local hospital instead of driving 5 hours to get the care they needed, that was bad? And he goes, well, no, that's good. I said, then see what you just did? You made a generalization. You made a general comment with absolutely no fact whatsoever, which is why we get to make fun of you.
Yeah, right? But it's not a concession to say that the other side is, I hate to refer to them as that, but has done something good. I mean, Barack Obama did something absolutely wonderful. He left office, people. That was the best thing he did in 8 years. He handed over the keys to the Donald, and apparently he doesn't mind us calling him the Donald. He called me this week for our weekly briefing and said, Sander, if you want to refer to me as the Donald, that's
I'm
absolutely
good with that, right?
Fine.
Okay. No, it is exactly that. And I heard somebody say it recently, and I've just come to the point where I totally agree with it, that, when somebody from the left looks at us, they see us as nothing but, haters and bigots and homophobes and racists. When we look at them, we mostly see them as just simply misinformed and ignorant. And it's two totally different ways of looking at people you disagree with, don't you think?
It absolutely is, and I would love for, come to me on social media if you, I live for civil discourse. I think it's imperative that we have civil discourse, but the left are incapable of it.
Well,
it's very sad, but they are.
It's just because you hate, right? But we're up against it, my friend. It went fast. You need to tell people how to find you.
XanderGope.com.
And when you come back next week, I want you to explain blood sausage to me. It sounds disgusting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up in the next hours. Hey, according to research, Trump supporters are falsely framed as racist. Oh, my God. Did we really need research for that? We didn't know that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.